From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Former Secretary of State James Baker is setting off on a week-long mission to Europe today. He'll try to persuade leaders of several countries to ease Iraq's estimated debt burden of $120 billion. Analysts say Baker's job has become a bit easier with the capture of Saddam Hussein and renewed interest in helping Iraqis move past the Saddam era. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just a day before he begins talks in Paris, James Baker got some reassuring words from French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin. De Villepin, who met with visiting Iraqi governing council officials, held out the possibility of a debt write-off for Iraq. He said his country wants to work with members of the so-called Paris Club of creditor nations to work out an appropriate debt relief deal.
France, together with the other creditors, thinks that an agreement could be reached as early as 2004 if the right conditions are met. France could then envisage some cancellation of Iraq's debt.
The French foreign minister did not say how much his country would be willing to write off. Iraq owes France some $3 billion. That's just part of a $40 billion debt to members of the Paris Club, an informal group of creditor nations. James Baker is visiting five Paris Club nations this week: France, Germany, Italy, Britain, and Russia. U.S. officials say they're looking for a substantial reduction of Iraqi debt. The World Bank believes Iraq needs two-thirds of its debt written off. Analysts watching Iraq's post-war reconstruction say the debt issue is key for the country's future. Bathsheba Crocker of the Center for Strategic and International Studies is among those arguing that Saddam Hussein's capture may help Baker's otherwise extremely difficult task.
It may help some countries coalesce around the notion of sort of moving toward Iraq's future. And dealing with the enormous debt burden is obviously part of that. And I think given that the debt is personally related to Saddam, because the debts were rung up under his reign, may also mean that his capture helps ease countries' minds somewhat about the debt issue.
But Baker will also have to overcome some of the bad blood between the Bush administration and major creditor countries. Of the five nations he's visiting, three of them, Russia, France, and Germany, oppose the war in Iraq. And just last week, the Bush administration announced it is only allowing supporters of the war to bid on $18.6 billion in U.S. reconstruction contracts for Iraq. This dispute could be a source of tension for the Baker mission, though both the French and German ambassadors made clear they hope for constructive talks with President Bush's envoy. There are financial reasons for these countries to help Iraq get back on a more sound economic footing. When Germany proposed debt restructuring talks last month, Ambassador Wolfgang Ischinger told NPR that German companies could benefit.
I think what German companies are interested in is to go back into Iraq and do the kind of business that they've done in the past in the telephone industry, in construction, and in so many other areas. But in order to go back into Iraq, Iraq needs to be able to finance infrastructure projects.
And that means being able to borrow on international financial markets again. Ischinger says the question of debt restructuring is more urgent now as the U.S. occupation authorities prepare to hand power back to Iraqis in the middle of next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.